it's well. Because I know he forgave all of my sins and he healed all of my diseases. And he redeemed, here's the good part. And he redeems my life from destruction. Because it's well. And then it goes on in Psalm 103, verse 3-5, and it says, and I switch over from the King James to the New Living, and it says, and he fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagle. It's well. It's well. And then I can go on a little farther in Psalm 107, verse 20, and says, he sent his word. Who is his word? Jesus. He sent his word, Jesus, and he healed me and delivered me from destruction as well. When the money looks a little funny, and we go on and say, but my God shall supply. Oh, come on, somebody. But my God shall supply all of my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It's well. So from this very night, and I leave you with this. Retrain yourself how to speak. Some of us, we just speak all so loosely. I mean, and we already know that we have what we say, Mark 11, 23. We already know that, but we speak so loosely. And we start saying and quickly becoming a habit of complaining about situations instead of putting the word on it. And not allow anything to move me. So I challenge you tonight. I was just reading something. I don't know if I was flipping through. It may be in my notebook or in my notes on my phone or something. It's one of them. But AJ said, I want to say it correctly. He said, teach me how to. Oh, I turned my phone off. Good practice. To teach me how to. In other words, he's saying, teach me how to talk. Let your words be his words. That's the way you're going to get it in your heart. That's the way you're going to see results. His words are your words, and his words are in your heart, that's the way you're going to get results. And that's what we're after tonight, amen? We're not here wasting our time. We're not here trying to waste your time. We're here to get results. Remember I told you, what better way to get the attention of the world? Right now, they're laughing at you. They think your God is weak. I can't hear you tonight. They think your God is weak. And you know where they got that from? Because they think you're weak. Because what they see you doing is crying when situations occur. What they see you doing is complaining when things get a little hard. What they see you doing is struggling. And is it because God is not who he said he is? No. So what I need you to do is dare to believe. We're changing a generation. Amen. Come on, let's give God a shout. Hallelujah.